I've got to tell you, and I'll be very candid, it was very gratifying that after all that I went through and all the negativity, I've never, Megan, in 7.5 years, ever run a negative campaign. I've never sent out the first negative piece. But my opponent, and I'm not talking about my Republican, who was showed a lot of class and never went negative, but the Democratic challenger sent out 8 of the most hurtful, mean-spirited pieces I've ever seen. They did 100,000 negative robocalls, and I didn't respond. I said, I'm not going to go negative. I'm going to take the high road. I complimented both my opponents whenever we spoke together, and I think that is far more important than my victory, the message that it sent. Imagine if Virginians look at that and they go, wait a second, the guy that went negative, who had the Democratic label in a Democratic district, got trounced, and the other person stayed positive. I think that's a big silver lining in this matter.
That makes sense to me as far as voters picking up the message. What do you have to say to some of your colleagues who don't think that you should be back in Richmond and maybe are organizing an effort to try and overturn that?
Nobody said anything to me. People were very respectful, very polite. Several of my Democratic colleagues came up and said, never thought it could be done, Joe, in a Democratic district like yours, that you go out the day, collect 461 signatures, get your name on the ballot, and win. They said, I've been your friend for a long time, but I never thought that could happen. And many of my colleagues came up and were very warm. I did not hear, nobody had one negative word to say to me. Now, you don't know what people say to others, but at least to me, very, very positive and very polite.
Understood, but with all due respect, I mean, the Speaker of the House came out just, I think, the day that you put your name back in the hat and said that he doesn't think you should be there.
Are we talking about 3-4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's be clear. I've always said I can't control what other people say, and I don't. I can only control my own doings and my own behavior. So.
But you think you have the right to be there, obviously.
No, it's not me. It's the folks. It's the people, the voters. They're the one that decide, not pundits, not Democratic or Republican caucuses, not the political elite. It's the voters. I mean, when we met in the Continental Congress in 1774, we said, listen, this is what people, we've got to respect the voters. And that's why I stepped down. There was no precedent for me to step down. In 150 years, nobody had resigned because of a misdemeanor. There are people serving in the General Assembly now with misdemeanors. But I said, you know what? I'll do it. I'll step down, and then let the voters decide. So I turned the other cheek, and I stepped down. Then they created a process where only 24 people could vote for the winner, the Democratic nominee. And I said, okay, no worries. I went out the next day, turned the other cheek, collected 461 signatures, and got my name on the ballot. And eventually the voters made the decision as it should be.